you have people are going nuts. But the thing that I'm happy to see is that people are waking the fuck up. That's what I like. Not working. None of this is working. All this horse shit is not working. People aren't buying it.
Well, no, I think this horse shit's just pissing people off.
Okay. That's another way of saying it. No.
Well, I think it's more of a visceral reaction. Okay. I just think that people are very, very sick and tired of this bullshit. And I got to be honest with you. Where has the NYPD been during this whole thing? Where's Letitia James, who's the attorney general?
Out to lunch.
Well, she's got Trump on the brain because, you know, this is just like, remember when they desegregated the schools? They put the soldiers in the fucking doorways?
Yep.
Why the fuck are the National Guard making sure that the Jewish kids aren't getting their asses kicked?
Because they don't care.
Because they don't give a shit. Exactly. It's not politically expedient for them to give a shit.
Right.
It's beyond disgusting what's happening. However, you know, everybody's correct. Like, well, I hope the cops go in there and break their skulls and all this shit and get rid of these people. No, I want them to keep going with their ridiculousness for as long as it takes. So all of the alumnus of that university come down on it like a ton of fucking bricks.
Yes.
I want Columbia fucking bankrupted at this point for tolerating this shit.
Yes.
You get what you get. Keep going. Keep protesting. Just avoid them. Stay away from them. Put them over in a corner where they belong, where no polite person in society pays any attention to them.
That's correct.
Let them keep running their fucking mouths. Document who these people really are. If they want to play cancellation games, the left, like they've played with people like you and I over the past few years, you want to play cancellation games, kids? Okay. Good luck. Because I'm your fucking boss.
Mm.
People your age work for people my age.
That's correct.
Oh, what's your name? Oh, you went to Columbia? Oh, really? Well, sorry. Huh. We don't hire Columbia alumnus. Or we don't hire Yale alumnus.
You can't do that. That's not fair.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is.
You don't meet my standards. Your university does not meet my hiring standard. How do you like them apples? If I were an alumnus of like Columbia or any of these universities where this shit was going on, especially if I was a Jewish student, and you worked your ass off and you went to Columbia University, you graduated from Columbia Law or their med school, a very prestigious, well thought of university at the time. Now, when somebody walks into your office and they see that Columbia diploma on your wall, they go, oh, ew. You're one of them.
You're one of them.
Exactly. Yeah, you're one of them. And if I were a Columbia alumnus, I would be on the phone immediately.
Well, I don't give money to any of these people anymore, by the way.
Oh, no. Absolutely no.
There will be no money.
No. None. No, it's just really aggravating. You know, my understanding from a well-informed source is that law school is an awful lot like a never-ending root canal. And it is so intensive and so demanding and so competitive, and the kids that go into those programs for the most part are extraordinarily type A personality kids, cutthroat. They try to kill each other for fuck's sake.
Yes.
You know, I want to be on the law review. These are kids that were designed to excel. All right. These are the smart kids who had. What's that?
Well, I have to say that today's market for attorneys has gone to shit because they're all woke bullshit losers.
Well, we'll get to that in a quick second. We'll get to that. Right. I've put a lot of thought into that. Hold on. Hold that thought. Remind me of that in about a couple of minutes here. So these are all type A personality kids that are striving to be, you know, they're trying to climb to the top of the pile.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just the kind of kids that these people are.
Right.
And apparently 3 years of that kind of competitive nature and intensity, it does a lot of fucking damage to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean like, you know, like you've taken one too many blows to the skull. I mean, it just eliminates your capability to remember a lot of other things. The only thing that you remember is the shit you drilled into your head for 3 years after you got your undergrad. Okay.
Correct.
Undergrad's a joke. Undergrad's a check the box thing. When you start getting into these specialized fields, right, then you really start to get your head kicked in. Okay.
Yeah.
When somebody tells me I have a bachelor's degree, okay, great. That means you're smart in like six things. You're relatively decently informed in like six things.
Right.
But you specialize truthfully in nothing.
Mm.
You went to class for 4 years, like high school. You passed all your classes. You never hooked anything together. You never had to develop a thesis to graduate. You never had to have a research project to prove any theory. You never had to excel. You never had to get an advanced degree. You've got a bachelor's degree. Congratulations. You're now a generalist.
Correct.
All right. Now follow me.
Okay.
I think that a general education is a wonderful thing, but I think 4 years of the same bullshit is too long.
I agree.
I think a two-year degree in a general education setting to get some advanced skill, some advanced knowledge, really take high school to the next step and apply it practically to the world around you. Okay?
Yeah.
I think a two-year degree from an accredited university, even a community college for a kid, I think that's where it all goes. Then I think you need to specialize into something. Fuck this four-year degree generalist. I know basket weaving and women's studies, and I can identify a Rothko in an art gallery. Do you follow me?
I love it. Yes.
You know, and if I look, I've met a lot of, you know, this whole back to the moral of the story here. These advanced degrees, I mean, these people are super smart.
I don't know about that.
Well, a lot of them really are.
Okay. So there's a difference between being book smart and street smart.
Sure.
I'm a firm believer that the book will only get you the general knowledge. The street smarts or experiential learning is where people make a difference because they can apply what they've learned. They can critically think. That is the important part.
I got news for you, my brother. I've never met a dumb tradesman.
No. I mean, these people...
Do you know how much shit you need to learn and how much experiential learning you have to be, you know, trusted to be unsupervised as a tradesperson?
Mm-hmm.
That's an absurd amount of training.
Yes.
And some of the things that these guys do, people's lives depend on them. They build bridges, they build buildings, they work on automobiles, and they work on trains, and they work on planes, and these are very highly skilled, very intelligent people.
Right.
Productive members of society. I wonder how many of them have four-year degrees. How about zero? Maybe 20%. Let's say 20%.
Right.
I don't know. They've ruined this entire country. These four-year institutions, Bravo, have just absolutely ruined this country.
Yes. They have. But.
Well, you worked there.
I used to teach, and because I was a much more down to earth, practical type person.
And that was in academia,
it didn't mix.
Well, that was much to your detriment. In that environment, you didn't fit.
I didn't fit because they had to acquit. You know, I'm not going to give the name of the university. You know,
it's not worth it. Don't go there.
No, it was a graduate level.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a graduate level program.
Specialist program.
For medical providers.
This is a very specialty, very, very important career track.
And the students I can count on two hands. About 10 of them were appreciative of what I had to teach them. And I taught them the way that I, you know, as a mentor, someone that would teach them how to think and how to react and how to anticipate, you know, experiential type stuff.
Yeah.
And the other professors there were much more into grades and statistics and, you know, making themselves feel good because they were very elitist in that way. I had a student that went and practiced for a couple of years, but came back to the faculty, and he showed a lot of promise, came back to teach, and then took on all the things that, you know, the other faculty members wanted to elude that I didn't agree with. So I actually, you know, I don't really talk to them anymore.
That's unfortunate.
You have a difference in values, and you know, you try to teach, and you have to understand that students that you teach also have the right to say, you know, it's not that they reject what I taught them, and these are my perceptions. These are anything that I, this is just observations. I basically lost touch, you know, and I stopped talking.
Yeah, well, I always wanted to ask you this question about your experience in the, you know, faculty and selection side of a specialty. You know, I want to tie up the conversation we were having a minute ago about law school and, you know, how, you know, the value of that four-year degree, because now everything's turned into activism. You know, I don't think it's worth shit. You know, these universities are depleting their own credibility by the minute, and the kids that they turn out of their programs are just absolute shit bags, apparently. Mm-hmm. A lot of them. Little Marxists running around, and I'm fine saying that because that's what they are.
Exactly.
When you were in the selection process, when you got applicants in and you were vetting them for admission into your program, which is a very highly competitive field.
Yeah.
And it's a highly sought after, a high demand. It's a very, it's highly technical, right?
1,500 applicants for 40 seats.
Okay. Did you ever see people get admitted because of any kind of preference given?
Yes.
And how did they wind up doing eventually?
They sucked.
Well,
absolute garbage providers.
Well, how many of them actually finished the program?
Well, here's what I'm Alpha. I'm sorry I have to tell you this.
Oh, so it was all along the way they were getting a helping hand.
They got pushed through.
Oh shit!
Five of them should have failed out. Five. They wouldn't let them go. And one of them was my advisee, who she had to be handled with kid gloves.
That's, yeah, we don't want to go there, but
Yeah, I'm just saying it was distracting, to say the least. And the hardest part was we were sitting in around the faculty table talking about admissions.
Mm-hmm.
And in those admissions, we gave points to those who came from, you know, poor, or, you know, they had certain skin color. And I said in the middle of the meeting, I said, this is wrong. This should be based on merit. This should not be based on extra points because of a grouping. Oh, you should have seen the looks I got from every single one of those.
Well, that was the end. That was the beginning of the end right there.
Pretty much.
So, okay. So you've had that experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand that in being in a very competitive specialized field, such as law school, whatever. You think that doesn't go on at law school? Of course it does. It goes on
everywhere. I can tell you it goes on everywhere.
Well, it goes on everywhere. And what is that doing? Pushing people through programs that I don't give a shit about the color of your skin. I don't fucking care. That's a left-wing thing. That's a left-wing thing.
Mm-hmm.
What has that done to the quality of physicians? It's dropped it. What's it done to the quality of legal assistants or lawyers? Non-existent. It's dropped it. You know, we have relinquished all of our previous standards of excellence in order to make people's feelings better. Okay, to perform.
I would add one thing to that, Alpha. I would add one other thing. We do not teach critical thinking.
No.
We do not teach common sense.
No, we don't, because we don't have any standards anymore.
That's right.
Because we don't have any standards. I mean, you can't get a good lawyer. They're all idiots. Look at these morons. This is not the A-team prosecuting Trump. These people are all idiots.
And the only reason why they're winning is because they're the ones in control right now.
Well, they've just flooded the zone with all sorts of activity. It's all planned chaos. Okay, fine. Trump's probably going to go to jail. We'll talk about that later. However, it doesn't matter. What matters is we've diluted the talent pool so greatly in this country by putting people in places they never belonged in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely terrifying.
I agree. I mean, I can honestly say in my over 20 years doing what I do, I have made a difference. I took what I learned and built upon it. I've made a difference.
Absolutely.
People have told me I've made a difference in their lives, and I've saved lives and I've lost lives.
Yeah.
And it's because, I'll be honest with you. I was not the straight A student. I remember the boss that I worked for is a boss, not a leader. Remember the words.
Yeah.
Words have meaning.
Yeah, they do.
He was the assistant director and a professor of mine when I was teaching. And because I don't know what it was nothing I could do was ever right. And I just, all the ideas I came up with were rejected. And it was just if you're ever in a job that you're just miserable at, you should just get out. I've learned that now from that. But.
He
had the power. I didn't. And I was stuck in.
Now's not the time to.
Yeah, I get it. But it was not something that I was good at what I did, and I did it better than he did. And I can't say what was in his mind, but I was not a follower. I'm a leader. There's a difference.
Oh. No, I agree completely. I completely agree. I think everything's become so warped. It's just.
Well, it's reality, bizarro world versus, you know, it's everything's opposite. What's up is down. What's down is up. Everything that we learned, we've talked about this before. goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, should we talk about the Trump trial? The joke?
No.
They gagged him. They told him to keep quiet. They want to just make his life ever living
hell.
That's just
Monday. That's just Monday.
Jeez.
Everybody's just absolutely just talk that one to death. You know, I know that they are going to convict Trump. You know this.
All right. Before we go any further, reality-wise, yes, I agree with you. Am I hoping for a miracle? Like, did you ever see that movie Runaway Jury? It was with Gene Hackman and some other actors, and one of the jurors got on there to make it so that the finding was what was consistent with what was presented, not based on statistics and jury makeup. And they were trying to pick people who are going to be favorable to their cause so they can get this person.
Yeah, they were selecting a jury. Right? They were,
wasn't it off or
they yeah, were they were
compet- not guilty.
They were right. Competitively selecting a jury using
right.
all sorts of different research methods and means. You think that shit doesn't go on? Of course it does.
So when they picked this jury in record time, when they took whoever, lawyers, which I could never get on a jury if it was a medical malpractice case. You think they want me on a jury? For a medical malpractice case, I got tossed off. I was at jury selection. I got tossed off the jury because I said I would help them understand what the notes meant and everything else. Bye.
We don't need you here.
They don't need me there because I was going to say this whole case is bullshit. But, it's crazy.
Well, it's a circus, and it's a circus, and it's fine, and it's just Monday, and it's been an awful day altogether. It's just been an awful day, A lot of just really weird shit going on.
Keeps getting weirder.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
Let's see what else is going on.
You got a red button check. I forgot to ask you about the red button.
Oh yeah, that's been in play for quite a while now.
Okay.
Just having a bitch session and decided to hit the red button about 15 minutes into it because today's been that day. Fuck. Can't win, Can't win.
Some things you can do and you can't do.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. How about what's going on in the Middle East? Oh. This Iran shit.
So let me get this straight. Israel, on October 7th, was raped, pillaged, plundered. Yes.
Killed, murdered.
Killed, murdered, destroyed.
Yes. Yes. All the things, all the bad things.
And you've got Biden talking out of both sides of his freaking mouth because he's a puppet to whoever else is running the show. These people are trying to defend their land and their homes and get the threat taken care of. Neutralize the threat. That's what they're doing.
Well, they're trying to liberate the Palestinian people from Hamas.
That's right. So all of a sudden, out of the blue,
here comes numbnuts.
Iran decides to toss over every, throw everything at Israel, where Israel is able to repel 97% of it.
99.5%. It was just some astronomical number of knockdowns and shootdowns and diversions of drones. I mean, it was quite a stunning display of technology.
Now, that to me would be an act of war, right? Am I correct?
One would think, but our southern border's been invaded by foreign adversaries, and is that
an Alpha, stop comparing apples and oranges.
I know. I apologize for that. Anyhow, because yeah, that's most certainly an act of war.
Our government wants to destroy us. That's different.
Well, yeah. Let me check.
Iran wants to destroy Israel. Israel's not playing around.
Well,
but
here's
the problem.
Hold on a second. Let me check. Let me check to see if you're right.
All right.
Is launching 300 and some drones and cruise missiles and stratospheric traveling intercontinental ballistic missiles at Israel, is that an act of war? Survey says, yep.
Yes. Yep. So here's my...
Wait a minute. You're ignoring something, though. You're missing something. And everybody,
because I haven't got to the part.
Okay, so this is a bit of a tit for tat, though. You know, you got to think of it that way, right? So you had some IRGC, Iranian Guard Corps douchebag. He's hanging out in Damascus in Syria, right?
Yeah.
Along comes Israel, and he's like having tea with his friends.
Boom.
And he's not having tea anymore with his friends. He's got his 72 virgins. Okay.
They don't get 17 virgins.
Well, whatever. The Iranians said, oh, we can't let that stand without a response. Okay. And it was a bit interesting, but that's basically what happened here. Tit for tat, right?
Yeah. So was it true that Biden said, okay, Israel, this is coming, get ready? Or was any of that true? Or
yeah, I believe they had intelligence in advance of the attack. It was awfully...
Because they did say that 2 days, yeah, within the next 2 days, Iran's going to attack Israel.
Well, everybody was talking about it, so that means it was probably true, right? So, yeah, I talked to
How come Biden all of a sudden says, okay, they didn't get you too bad, everyone's alive, that's great, leave them alone. And Israel said, go F yourself, Biden, we're going in. And I think they took out some of their nuclear sites.
I don't think that they hit the actual sites. I think that they picked targets very, very close, as kind of like, you know, listen, you know, Israel does not want to cause a nuclear catastrophe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I mean, it's not like your average Persian, pardon me. We don't want to go in there and hit a reactor or something like that and cause a Chernobyl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants that shit. Your average Persian person just kind of tooling along through life most likely doesn't give a shit, and they're probably not the problem, okay? And you're going to turn them into, like, you know, you remember the movie Day After when we were kids? I mean, shit, they didn't sugarcoat anything for us. Damn,
oh,
dude.
My God.
Fuck.
That's good. Let me shit.
Nuclear war, kids bleeding ass in the bathroom sink on primetime television. Everybody was like, fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Oh, I remember.
This was like, they weren't pulling any punches. Okay.
What was it? Robards? Robert or
Jason Robards?
Jason Robards.
Yep.
That was the movie. Yep. He was a doctor, I think.
Yeah. That was a long time ago. That was a television program on primetime TV.
Scared the living shit out of me.
Out of everybody. These people running around in the world today, they don't know what a fallout shelter is, dude. Don't you remember on the side of the school said fallout shelter?
Yeah.
Holy shit. What does that mean? You're stuck in school forever? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Duck and cover. Remember that?
So I guess Israel gave him a warning, but they're not done yet.
No.
Netanyahu basically is not talking to Biden. Biden is threatening not to send any armaments over to Israel.
Yeah, well, that's a two-way street.
Hmm. They send it to us too, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So I don't think the United States is going to say no to that.
Awful lot of shit comes from Israel to the United States, and a lot of people don't even realize it. And I got a pretty close-up seat to it for a number of years. And the Israeli defense presence in the United States and that's woven into the common architecture of the U.S. Armed Forces is relatively astounding. Okay, it's a very robust presence.
So, did Israel go into Gaza to finish up the whatever they had to finish up?
My understanding is that they went into Rafah.
Oh, good for them.
My understanding is they dropped some bombs in Rafah, and I would imagine that a ground action is soon to follow. Hmm. So I'm not keeping up with the blow-by-blow on that, but, you know, the funding package for Israel and Ukraine got passed over the weekend. And for the first time, I saw another nation's flags being waved on the floor of Congress. Holy shit.
What other flags?
Ukrainian flag. They were waving, all the Democrats were waving Ukrainian flags on the floor in the well of the Congress today.
Democrats are dumb. Dumb. Who are they serving? Themselves. Themselves. Ukraine. Gotcha.
Themselves. Themselves. We keep shoveling money into a war we can't win against an enemy that will never quit. Does anybody not understand what Russia does?
They wear you out.
Russia does war for fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
They have a military-industrial complex in Russia. They may not turn out the world's greatest shit, but they turn out a lot of it.
Mm.
They turned Ukraine into another Afghanistan for the United States. And Ukraine. It's going to be a... There has to be an end to this shit, or it's going to wind up getting out of control, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, when Trump gets in, he'll take care of it, which is going to happen.
How do you think that's going to happen?
Well, as these trials continue... I mean, I'll give you an example. I like to bring, as Dan Bongino says, receipts. I bring them too. President Trump goes to Harlem. Biden goes to, I don't even know where he went. People are sitting down when Biden walks in.
Yeah.
Five people, six people, maybe. And he's trying to reproduce what Trump does. And it's such a striking difference between the two, right? So here comes President Trump, who goes to the bodega where the shopkeeper, the owner, defends himself from a knife-wielding robbing loser.
Yeah, wasn't that bodega owner the guy that killed that dude in Alvin Bragg? They arrested him up and...
Yeah, Alvin Bragg wanted to prosecute him for...
Like, put him in jail for the rest of his fucking life for defending himself.
Right. So city went up in uproar, and
As they should have.
Right. And President Trump goes to visit the bodega where this happened. People are screaming. They're happy to see him. Hundreds of people, thousands, hundreds of people around. Four more years, Trump, Trump, Trump. You know, they welcome him with open arms in Harlem. Alpha, you're telling me that we're not winning? And we're not winning this? I have to disagree then. We are winning. But it's...
Well, I feel some momentum heading in the right direction, but the X factor is what happens with these trials. And what kind of shit do these... bastards pull next?
So I have to say, if you listen to certain talking heads, and first of all, whatever polls come out, I ignore them. They're useless. Who cares? They're all fixed.
I agree.
Weighted. They're not done correctly. They're junk. Okay. So they like to tout polls to tell a narrative. Okay. You have people that are going to listen to MSNBC and CNN because they do, but their ratings are so low right now, no one's paying attention to them. That's important to understand. There are laws coming out in the swing states right now to get away from the machines. There's a court case right now Mike Lindell has in front of the Supreme Court. Talks about the machines and how corruptible they are. Okay? So we are seeing the pendulum starting to swing in our direction. If you listen to the mainstream media, Trump's done. They got him. We got him.
No, I don't think that that's the case. I don't think.
No. I'm talking about the lamestream propagandist media think that they got him. That's what they're touting. That's what they're putting on their airwaves. So people who listen to MSNBC and CNN and Axios and the New York Times and the Washington Post all think they got him. But the rest of the common sense thinking people out there are watching this shit show, which is what it is, and saying to themselves, this is crazy. This is nuts.
It's completely insane.
They gagged him, but Cohen, who's a convicted liar and is in jail, they're putting him on the air. No one's paying attention to him. So, Alpha, you can. I like to use my common sense when it comes to this.
Well, stuff. This is a setup from the start, and I think the outcome is predetermined. And I think it's going to be big trouble. And I don't think that these people have bargained on quite the response that this may have from the American people.
But let's talk about it. So he gets convicted. What are they going to do?
Put him in jail.
Take Secret Service away from him?
No. They're going to try. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, that's not going to.
Well, please. Don't. These people didn't raise that amendment for no reason. So don't tell me, please.
No. It has to
there
pass.
Are enough fucking left-wing Republicans out there that are just, they just have an R after their name, but they're really Democrats or actually progressives that would go ahead and vote to take away Trump's Secret Service. And, you know, the Senate would pass that shit in a minute and it'd be over with and he'd be a dead man. You know that.
I know. I like to think that there's some semblance of, you know, Speaker Johnson doesn't have to let it go to the floor.
He will. I'm sorry. He will. Yeah. He's useless. Yes, he's completely useless.
So you don't think Trump's going to hire people to take care of him? You know? Look, I think that There's a couple of things that can happen. One is the inside straight. This trial that it's going to get overturned so fast, they won't have time to put him in jail. Because by rights, you can't put someone in jail when they're on appeal. The judge will try, but there's going to be an injunction from the higher courts that says you can't do that. And Trump is going to give him the double bear middle finger. So
we'll find out.
Look, we have to wait and see. I hate that word. I hate the words wait and see. I think it's garbage, but we have to wait and see.
I agree. I'm not a big fan of the wait and see thing. But
however, there's one other possibility. You get someone on that jury who's a sleeper, and all it takes is one to say, no, I'm not changing my mind.
Hung jury.
No, not a hung jury. You have to have all people have to say guilty in a jury like this.
Yep.
And if one person says, no, he's not guilty, I'm not changing my mind, you cannot force me, screw all of you, you lawyers on the jury there, screw all of you, I'm not doing it. He's not guilty.
We'll see. I don't know.
What else can I tell you? That's what I think of this trial. I think this trial is a joke. It's a mockery of our justice system, which is now shit. It's a laughingstock. What was once a fair system is now a joke.
Well, like a very good friend of mine always says, if you want justice, don't go to the courts. Because you won't get any. Or you'll get all the justice you can afford to pay for.
Correct.
That's a fucking mess.
So, and let me just clarify, Alpha, that these charges that they've come up with are not legitimate charges. They're trying him in a kangaroo court. They took a misdemeanor and they upped it to 34 charges, excuse me, of federal election law, which he doesn't have the jurisdiction to do. Twinkies.
Didn't seem to stop anybody from slamming the brakes on this whole fucking mess, did it?
No, because the judge is totally compromised.
Of course.
And corrupt. So that is what people are noticing. Something to remember. That's what someone is noticing and talking about.
Well, I think a lot of people are looking at what's going on right now and they're saying, you know, holy shit. You know, if they can do it to him, they can do it to me, right? So that's why I think a lot of support's coming from, you know, people have talked about this to the ends of the world. I'm just going to be, I'm worried what happens if we get a, you know, just a real tough result that nobody really wants to see. I'm just really worried about the reaction that some people might have. That really scares me.
I don't want to see anyone get hurt. I don't want to see anyone.
No.
But right now you're seeing all the Palestinian losers out in the streets, on the college campuses, stopping traffic. Look, what's stopping these people from just running these people over and going to where they need to go?
The fact that people like you and me have a sense of morality and we're not willing to turn somebody into red goo on the highway because we got to go get a fucking Starbucks. Okay. However, comma,
what about the flights, you know, flights and ambulances,
however, that's the reason why nobody's running these fucking people over in the street. However, I think it's completely justified because they're endangering lives. You're not allowed to do that. But the George Floyd shit, they used to stand out on the highways. I'd run a fucking snowplow through them personally. You know, pedestrians aren't allowed on the goddamn highway.
It says no pedestrians.
No pedestrians. Proceed at your own fucking risk, idiots.
Not allowed. You're not allowed to be a pedestrian on it.
Never. No. Lock those assholes up because they're endangering lives. What about?
So where were the police in all this?
I don't fucking know. I guess they don't want the optics of the police hitting people with billy clubs on a college campus. That's kind of like echoes the sentiment of Kent State. Except people who were against a war are now openly and actively promoting a second Holocaust. Go figure, right?
Absolutely
correct. We're very, you know, we're very progressive. We're very understanding of your feelings. We're very understanding of it, unless you're Jewish.
Yeah. The thing that bothers me is that
there's only one thing.
Well,
fuck.
Well, when it comes to other Jews who support this nonsense, who stand against Israel, who forget very quickly what happened in the Holocaust, what happened on back in Egypt, you know, those 5,000 years ago.
Yeah, pretty apropos for Passover Eve, huh?
That's right. It's Passover Eve, and we go over the process of the. The Seder is called a process. It's a recounting of the order of things that happened and how we got out of Egypt. And they all forgot very conveniently. So, you know what? That isn't.
It's just unbelievable what's going on in the world. I can't even wrap my arms around it. It's been such a shitty couple of weeks. You know, just a shitty couple of weeks. With everything that's been going on.
It only gets worse.
It's not getting any better. Too much uncertainty everywhere, and it's starting to wear on me. How about you?
I'm there with you.
Yeah. Anyhow, everybody, thanks for listening. We just wanted to, I just hit the record button, and we were just having a nice conversation. You kind of caught us after the hardcore rant section, and then we moved on to just having a regular conversation without Bravo knowing I hit the record button, which is a format I enjoy. It's kind of like the Ambush podcast, but... Anyhow, everybody.
You look at it and say your name, my name, what was going on.
No, we're just here. If you know, you know. And that's just the way it is. And that's how we roll once in a while. So
there you have it. So thanks again for listening to the Signal 50 podcast. You can always find me, BravoGull5902, on X the Signal 50 Signal 50 podcast. You can follow us there. You can also find me, BravoGo592, on Getter and True Social, where I do love to follow the president, the true president, President Trump, with honor and distinguishment. Plus, you can find AlphaSierra288 on Twitter, just following everyone else because he's too busy to put anything up.
Pretty much. I just shit talk politicians once in a while, but that's it.
But anyway, so. You know, we thank you listening. Thank you for listening. We're doing more of a common sense, observational type. You can get expert opinions and everything else on other podcasts. But we are two lifelong friends that just love to talk about that stuff. Time to thank the boys and the girls.
Yeah. Tough week for Syracuse, New York, and Onondaga County. Lost a deputy and a Syracuse police officer. Rest easy, gentlemen. We have the watch. Tragic situation there. So remember, if you're in law enforcement, be super careful out there every day. We appreciate what you do to our soldiers, sailors, and airmen. Thank you for what you do, and we appreciate your sacrifice. The fire and EMS out there, be really careful. It's very strange times that we're living in. But other than that, from both of us, make it a good week. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye-bye.
Take care.